Be a man.
Experience! Are you with me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach?
Preacher.
Yep.
Who do we trust?
No one.
What do you do if someone's broken down the side of the road?
Drive by laughing.
All right.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
You know, as far as helping people, mm-hmm. I'll help people within reason if it's a fucking normal thing. Like, excuse me, sir, I dropped something. It's right in front of you. Mind picking up? Fine.
Yeah.
Don't fucking call me and ask me to help you move.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then think you're going to give me a fucking hard on by going, I'm going to get pizza and beer.
Yeah, wow.
No. I'll even fucking go as far as going, let me give you the $300 to call a fucking mover.
Yeah, no would you, shit. Would you ever ask
if, would you feel moving? Would you ever ask people to help you move? Just fucking hire a mover. Hire a mover.
A real man would never do such a thing. Be a man. You'd rather, you know what you'll do? You'd put the fucking piano on your back and carry it down the stairs by yourself.
Yeah, well, when I move, man, I fucking have everything ready, boxed up. It's ready.
You know what I do when I move?
Boom, boom.
I fucking take nothing. I buy all new stuff wherever I go. I know a guy that got fucking seriously injured helping a friend move.
Really? No shit.
Fall on the stairs?
You know how they're going down the fucking three stories, stairways like this? The fucking couch slipped from the other asshole, the higher man. The lower man got fucking pinned. They needed the jaws of fucking life. There he was going, see ya, honey. I'm going to help fucking Bill move. We have pizza, beer. Be back in a couple hours. Not you, Bill. You got fucking pinned against the wall with a fucking 800-pound couch into your chest cavity. A real man fucking knows, A, not to fucking put himself in that position. And you wouldn't put anybody else in that position, right?
Yeah, no.
Absolutely. Fuck that. For example, how about people who help? This is really dumb. If you ever saw a fucking person broken down on a highway trying to change a tire, would you pull over and go, what seems to be the problem?
Yeah.
Have a flat tire? You want me to help?
Call AAA.
You don't fucking do that.
Oh, no shit.
Five times a year, you'll read, Good Samaritan mowed down by fucking 18-wheeler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The other asshole sitting on a fucking guardrail.
Yeah.
Going, I got it. I worked at a gas station. You can stay there, right? The fucking guy changing the tire gets fucking mowed down. Then they interview the fucking lady on TV going, hey, when I broke down, he was helping me change a tire. No.
We had a flat on 128 in Walton when I was younger. And my buddies were changing the tire. I laid behind the car like I was big sprawl on the ground. People were jamming their brakes on. A woman came running over. I'm a nurse. Is he okay?
What a jokester that young be a man was.
Young Beeman.
Nowadays, if I get a flat tire, I'll drive on the fucking rims. Yeah. I don't really give a shit. I don't want anybody to change it, but I'm not changing it either.
Yeah.
I'll buy a new fucking car.
Yeah, exactly.
If I get a fucking flat tire, the car's gone.
Yeah.
What are they going to say? You know, like, oh, poor fucking Bill, father of six, fucking flattened by a fucking bus. Well, I'm sorry, Bill. You got what you fucking deserved.
Yeah.
If you minded your own fucking business, then that wouldn't happen, right? There's certain ways you can prevent in life the way you're going to go. And that is certainly right up there.
Mm-hmm.
No fucking way. Will John Fiore die by helping somebody fix a tire? Absolutely not. Never. Not happen.
Would you ever go out of your way to, like, be a hero? Like, you know, like save somebody from
drowning or something?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I can't swim myself. I'd fucking drown. Doing it.
Like Mo said in the Three Stooges, one time he goes, I'd like to help you, but my nerves are shot.
Yeah.
I'd kind of say something like that and go, I would have helped, but you know, I fucking have a bad back and my nerves are shot. What do you want me to do? What do I look like, fucking Mark Spitz? I'm going to swim out in the ocean, put somebody on my back and swim back? I can't fucking do that. Why should we both drown?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And directions, you know, putting stuff together, helping. Yeah. You know, she'll say, why don't you call so-and-so? And you go, I don't call anybody for anything. Even though I internally want someone to help and save me from out of the blue,
mm-hmm.
I can't bring myself to fucking call somebody.
Brother.
When I open a thing up, I immediately throw the directions away. Right away. Because I know looking at them will make me not want to put it together even more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So psychologically like this, if I can figure this out. Now, you pay the extra $500, you have them put it together.
Yeah.
Right. There's no need to put yourself to that.
Pay for the assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Got something complicated to put together? Don't use the instructions. Be a man.
Do you ask anybody for anything?
No,
help of any kind?
Never.
Painting, fucking cutting my
fucking... Do it myself, I'll fucking pay someone.
You pay the guy. That's a different thing you pay. But call a friend, a relative, to fucking help.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable.
And if you do it yourself and you fuck up, you know, you have to stand by it.
Right.
But exactly. Now everything's so easy with, like, fucking, like, YouTube tutorials and, like, fucking... You know, if you can't build... I'd rather fucking... watch some asshole from fucking Oklahoma build a bookcase in his basement that sit there and read the directions.
Yeah, people do that. That's what people
do. But even that bothers
YouTube,
me. You know why?
Right?
Yep.
Because with YouTube even, you'll get some fucking 80-year-old lady in bed go, I'm an 80-year-old lady in bed. And I put it together in 20 minutes. And you go like this. I've been here for 3 fucking hours. I got 2 pieces in, lady. The fuck are you talking about? You're lying. Your son, right? I'll go like this. Wait a minute. Then you look at all the people, one after the other, going, easiest assembly ever.
They just want to hear the first talk.
I can't get the first fucking piece in.
I know I'm yapping and yapping and yapping and yapping about it. Just fucking show us.
I go, I know I'm not the smartest person, but I can't figure it out at all. So I try to avoid all these things like this here. You know what I mean? There's no need for this. No need. Thus, it comes back around to doing things the hard way.
Work harder, not smarter. Be a man.
Because you know internally you're doing it the hard way.
Yeah.
But still you stay on that path. You're committed to it.
Oh yeah. I find myself doing things the hard way and knowing that I'm doing it and having the slugfest in my mind, like, just do it the easy way. Just do it. But I'm so just like stubborn and in my tracks. I'm like, I know this is the hardest way to achieve what I'm doing, but I'm just going to fucking
me
do it
too.
Anyway.
That's the thoughts of a real man. You know what I mean? For example, when you have an idea, I mean, you're handy. I'm not too handy. Are you handy, being a man? I'm not fucking handy at all. It's a struggle. Everything's a struggle.
If you can't fix something, chuck a fucking wrench across the room. Be a man.
So I would say like this, go. All right, well, this is an assignment here. I could probably do this. I'll need this, 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 and this. But I got to look for them. And this saw and that piece and that thing. So then you start going to stupid shit like, I'll saw it with a fucking fingernail file. I'll use that instead of a saw because I have that handy. You start thinking of stupid shortcuts. And every one backfires, as you know. So then all that time you spend trying to take the shortcut with fucking primitive methods...
And then you're like, oh, I'll go to Home Depot. You go and you forget half of the shit that you were supposed to get. And then you end up going 4 more times.
I talk to the guy. I take pictures on the phone. I go, excuse me. You work in plumbing? You see this pipe? What do I do? Hey, let me record you telling me.
I'm going to record you.
How about those guys that really like to help? The old geezers that are semi-retired with the fucking little vest. They have the back thing. They go, they're all excited.
Oh, they're like, this is why
I
am.
You need a fucking 3/8. I go, do I? Yeah. 3/8. And then you need some of this? Oh, yeah, yeah. This goes in the fucking pipe. Can you come over to the house for a couple hours?
Yeah, they get all excited when they know the answer.
Yeah.
It's like 9 times out of 10, they don't know. But then when you get them with the one thing that they know, they light up. They're like, yeah.
If I worked on the store and I saw somebody coming at me for help, I'd fucking hide under the counter.
I usually do.
You go, uh-oh, this guy looks like he needs help. Now you're lucky to find a guy at Home Depot or Lowe's that'll even talk to you, because a lot of them caught on. A lot of them go, I don't work in plumbing. You know?
Yeah.
I go, I used to think fucking guys that worked at Home Depot knew everything about everything.
Yeah.
You're telling me you work at Home Depot and you're as fucking stupid as me? Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought you were you're an ex fucking contractor, so you know everything. Right? I used to find that guy. I go, oh, yeah. And they tell you everything. Now I'm running into people who go, I don't know. I go, what? You don't know.
How to work the paint department. How different is it from the other fucking department?
You know how to work a fucking screwdriver and you can't help me?
If you can't find what you're looking for in a store, don't ask for help. Walk out. Be a man.
Oh, it's awful to ask for help. It's such a mixed sword, a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go, there's a guy there, I can ask him for help, but then I got to get involved with him talking. The first sentence, I go, huh? Were you paying attention? I go, not at all. Well, I mean, you do this, I go, I'm fucking out, man. I don't know. One-step directions I take.
Yeah.
Go over there. I'm over here now. Now what? Now go over here. That's it. One move at a time.
I have to be high as hell to fucking build, like, IKEA things.
Oh, no.
I get
won't do it. I'll murder the person I'm with. No, I'm not good at it. Once in a while, I'll fucking surprise myself. Then people go, don't you feel good you accomplished something? Look what you did. I go, shut the fuck up. No, I don't. Not at all.
No, it's not.
I hate
it's
myself.
Not an
you're
accomplishment.
Wasted,
it's
half a day.
Yeah, it's
doing
a fucking remedial task. It's like, it's, yeah. No, look at the thing I built.
Right.
What do you mean? It was fucking already pre-manufactured by Indonesians. You know, it's like, you were set up for success. You didn't fucking chop the tree down and fucking build lacquer the fucking thing. You bought the fucking thing from IKEA.
Fuck that.
So why spend fucking a whole day on it? Yeah.
And then you got to live with the fact that it took me 5 hours. Your lady did it in 20 minutes. Everybody, fucking 12-year-old girl did it in fucking 20 minutes. I'm still fucking, it's a 3-day extravaganza. The fucking parts on the floor. As each day goes by, a couple of parts start missing, go missing.
Yes.
Where's the fucking dog? Owls gone. Where's this? The dog ate it. Where's the fucking bolt?
Was
gone.
Was the Allen's wrench?
Oh, the Allen wrench. What the fuck's with the Allen wrench?
When you come back on day two and you just see all the shit everywhere, the directions are fucking balled up, the tools are everywhere. Where the fuck's the Allen wrench?
And then the thing you bought, you realize the thing you bought sucks. You don't even need it anyway.
Oh yeah.
You want a piece of shit. Who the fuck even needs this? That's why if I move, I'm not taking anything. I'm gonna buy a whole new everything. But this way here, you don't even bother the moving company.
I love new everything.
Yeah, fuck it. Keep it. I need a fucking mattress on the floor. Two t-shirts, fucking not even underwear anymore. Fuck it. Be a man with I've heard this. You're extremely sound weird, but very well endowed. If you have to clean the hardwood floor, do you spray your sack with Pledge and you just walk up and down the fucking hallways, fucking clean the
pendulum, like a pendulum.
Like, you spray fucking end dust on them fucking chimes at midnight.
A ball sack swiffer.
You find your balls sagging as you get older or no?
No, I haven't really noticed it yet.
You like when they go into alligator mode and they kind of like shell up?
Oh, yeah.
Randomly. That's a weird thing. I like that. It's a protective fucking cocoon. It's fucking bulletproof, knife proof, that thing when it's like that. Otherwise, you're susceptible to
like
attacks.
Like a fucking armadillo.
Yeah, it's like an armadillo. Without that, you're susceptible to predators of the ball sack. Were you a stubborn guy?
Yeah, I'm fucking stubborn. I'm Italian.
Does your father look at you like my father looked at me and said, stubborn. You're going to learn everything the hard way.
Yeah.
You're a fucking strunz.
He was right.
I was that way. Everybody I know is that way.
Don't let anybody ruin your day. Ruin it yourself. Be a man.
I'm stubborn and I'm also a Taurus. And nothing pisses me off more than when people say, oh, you're a Taurus, huh? You must be stubborn. It's like, oh, fuck yourself.
Was that August?
No, that's May.
Hey. Oh, you see, I'm on the cusp.
Oh, you're
I'm a
cuspy?
Gemini.
Oh, you
see,
okay.
I'm not into any of this shit, but people go, oh, a Gemini?
I know.
You have fucking split personality? Oh, how'd you know? Yo, kind of, but I go, I don't attribute it to being born in May or anything like that.
Yeah, that has fucking nothing to do with anything.
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra?
We're good kisses, yeah.
Kisser, yeah?
Yeah, we're good kisses.
I don't know what I'm good at.
I was never a good kisser.
Let's leave it. The Taurus is the bull, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gemini's what? Like
twin.
Okay. I think Libra's like the scale.
The scale of justice.
Oh, is that the scale?
I think that's the scale.
Who invented this shit?
I don't know. Somebody on fucking peyote or something.
Right? This was millions of years ago. He's sitting like this. You were born when? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's. I'm going to tell you about your life.
You look at the horoscope in the paper?
Those people are maniacs.
Everything you read, any month.
Any month apply, fits to you. Right. Yeah.
So it's
yeah. You will walk down steps today. I just fucking walked down the steps. Unbelievable. You will eat food. I fucking ate food. You like sunny days. Wow. What a bunch of bullshit.
How about people that fall for psychics and pay fucking big money for psychic readings?
I love to see them people lose their money. I love it. Anybody that falls for that shit, they fucking deserve it. Do you agree?
They're weak.
I can't be hypnotized. You know what I mean?
Did you ever try?
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, I'm unhypnotizable because I don't pay attention enough.
Yeah.
I can't surrender to it. One time I went to this party, they had a hypnotist. And this girl was there. She's married to another guy many years ago. I go, why are you going to hypnotize? She goes, I can't. I go, why? She goes, what if he makes me blow you? I go, well, that wouldn't be bad. I go, I don't think he's going to make you do that in front of the whole fucking party.
Yeah.
I go, you could probably snap. If I go like this, I guess magically if someone goes, you're out of it.
Yeah.
You can get a fucking machine gun, climb a fucking mountain, drive a car, not know any of it. All he's got to do is go. It's over.
Yeah, that'd
right? Get the fuck out of here. That's a bunch of bullshit.
No, Larry Click was a hypnotist, right? Larry Click?
That's what he said. Yeah. Do you know anybody that was hypnotized for real?
I really don't. I don't.
You are getting sleepy.
Yeah, you can hypnotize.
You. And then fuck, what, they go watch or something? Remember? He's like this. You
know. The watch.
And all of a sudden, you're like this. So a guy has a watch. Look how stupid it is. Going
Three
like
Stooges.
This. Yeah. And then the guy's talking stupidly. Going, you are sleepy. And you go. You're in it? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Anybody that falls for that and gets in that state, they deserve to be robbed and beaten. I don't know one person that was legit. You know something? The people that say they were hypnotized are the same people that fall down in church and fucking shake and say, oh, yeah, I was slain in the spirit and I woke up speaking fucking 12 languages. When you think about it, like these shows on cults, for example.
Yeah.
None of us could join a cult unless it's the cult of Poontang. That cult we may join, all of us guys, right? Especially in our younger days. Not now, honey. But seriously, how the fuck can you fall for a cult? It's the same as being, it's even worse than being temporarily hypnotized. Some guy goes, I'm Jesus. Empty your bank account and come live here and have free sex with everybody. You go, okay. Mm-hmm. Then you go home and you leave your fucking family. I mean, how does this happen? That's kind of being hypnotized, isn't it?
No, weak people out there. A lot of weak people.
Why can't we meet them and rob them?
Yeah.
You want to invest in a movie?
Oh, yeah.
I've read about these actors who've lost money and people going, yeah. Then when they snap out of it and they're doing some interview, they almost seem normal. And you're watching, you're going, how the fuck's a guy like this fall for that? I don't get it. He seems normal. He's saying the right thing now. Well, no, I was into it for 10 years. My kids don't talk to me. I emptied my... What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Some fucking dirty foot fucking asshole with smelly feet, a fucking beard. You follow him and listen to him?
Yeah, really.
Not Jesus, mind you. Some other bum.
Yeah, Charlie Manson.
So maybe those people, I guess you can say they were hypnotized times 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I guess so.
You know?
Brainwashed.
Really? Because there's so many documentaries on Netflix, whatever, about all these cults and stuff. You go, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
A lot of lost souls looking for direction.
If any of my kids go into a fucking cult, I'd punch the fucking shit out of them. I'd sucker punch them until they go, I don't want to be in it anymore. You still want to be in it? Boom! You get another one.
Oh, yeah. If I
don't want to do it, Dad. Boom. You got another one. Snap the fuck out of it. If anybody I knew, my kids especially, were in a fucking cult, you think I'm going to go home and live my life and go to bed at night going, oh, my kid's in a fucking cult on some commune in fucking Montana? No way. We're going to break them the fuck out. Did you ever break anybody out of anything?
Yeah.
You
well,
did? Yeah,
well, it was okay, so anyways, you know, in Lynn, you got a lot of illegal immigrants from like Guatemala, places like that that are working.
Yeah.
We had a family who worked for someone we know. His niece was on drugs, on heroin. She was like 16. There was some fucking guy in Lynn who was selling drugs. She ended up in New Hampshire. I kind of went undercover up there. And
undercover?
Yeah. Well, I befriended a couple of two twin girls that I became friends with up there. Very good friends that were on drugs and shit. And ended up going through them to find out where this girl was and exactly where. And I ended up getting her out.
Did you have to, like, your fake name and shit? Did you have a disguise?
Yeah, I had a fucking piece. I went in fucking...
Did you say a foreign accent or anything?
Did you carry over your
Yeah, I carried it over my shoulder down the stairs. I had
like
a fucking piece
bodyguard?
With,
you know,
anybody do anything?
Like physically extracted.
I have a unique skill set.
Oh, it was like a, it was like you see in the movies. It was just fucking like.
So you walked in there? Did you like fucking burst?
Yeah, I kicked the door in. Like,
like
I had a piece. Like fucking RoboCop.
I had a piece. I mean,
thunderous feet.
I don't know what. This was going
That's
back 15 years ago. So, you know, he's back in Guatemala. I don't know what happened to her. They couldn't go to the cops because they were illegal.
Oh,
you know, they couldn't. Were they gonna? You know, they were all illegal.
I like that action.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
See, be a man could do that.
Yeah.
You
well,
know what
I mean,
one look at you, they're gonna fucking surrender their weapons.
Yeah, man, that's some heroic shit.
Nowadays,
that's
you know,
heroic.
I'm 15 years older. I mean, but you know, going back to when we were growing up, when we were younger, the shit we used to do. Was like, you know.
Yeah, we did a lot of shit like that.
Yeah.
I would break anybody I cared about, if they were in something like that, I'd try to break them out.
Yeah.
The best of my ability. I'm not going to get a fucking helicopter. I don't think I'm able to access it or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody with one.
Yeah, it's all.
I know good. A guy for a lot of shit, but not for a helicopter.
For a chopper.
You know, for this, for that, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no fucking cults, no brainwashing. That's unacceptable. It's not part of the be a man coda, is it?
All good people involved, I mean, the you know, they hard work as they came over here, but they were illegal. So what are you going to do? Go to the cops?
Right.
You know, see a birth certificate. See, who is she? You know, it's just, so that'd be handled on the street.
Yeah.
Which everything should be handled on the street nowadays.
Well,
most
right.
more things than
different,
you know,
it was
a lot of things should be handled on the street.
Yeah. This goes back to, don't get involved unless you fucking must. If you find yourself in the jackpot, then you must do something. But if you're not in the jackpot, why put yourself in it?
What about, like, you see, like, in the movies and stuff, like, you know, the stroller in the middle of the street. It's not your kid. The 18-wheeler's coming. Are you running out, like...
Yeah, no.
Are you
no,
running out
no,
to
yeah.
save the stroller?
Can't do it.
You know,
can't
like,
do
in
it.
The Untouchables, you know, the stroller's going down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Are you willing to run in a hail of gunfire for the stroller?
Right. What are they going to say when you croak at your fucking sad little funeral if anybody even shows up? They try to tug at your heartstrings with the kid angle.
Yeah.
You'll do it for a kid, though, right? I go, no.
Yeah.
You're a real Turk. You don't budge for anybody.
Oh, I would let that stroller fucking flip over the windshield and roll down the street fucking 18 times. Fuck it.
What
somebody
are you
else
to do?
Fucked up their job. Why is the stroller? It's not my responsibility that it's there.
What do I look like, a fucking superhero?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking fly through the air.
I'm going to cartwheel the fucking down the street and fucking snatch the baby out of the stroller.
How about this? You push the fucking stroller aside, but you get creamed by a fucking truck.
Mm.
And then your family with 3-4 young kids, whatever you got going on, go, yeah, dad died pushing the... Get the fuck out of here.
He was a brave man.
Yeah, he was brave.
His bravery will never be forgotten.
I would call that a stupid man. See, the real be a man credo knows intuitively the difference and when to move and when not to move. And as the man ages, what he's capable of, what he could really get away with, not, what are you going to do?
Get you know wise over the years.
That's right.
You get wise. You know your limitations. You know when you're in a heavyweight bout now.
Mm-hmm.
You know you've got to stop that fucking bout within 3 rounds. You ain't going the distance.
So I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man
experience.